Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx in New York City. And with everything going on in the life of the Catholic Church right now, from Vigano's testimony and other things he's put out there in relationship to his primary testimony, all the new statements coming out from bishops and letters from Catholic institutions and etc. in the U.S. and in the Vatican, etc., I think and I feel and I believe sort of the trifecta of movement, I guess, in the life of the soul. We need to be exercising, as I'm wrestling with these own things in my mind, some very, very important virtues that sort of maybe been put on the wayside or over the years has sort of had their meanings, I don't know, changed, I suppose. It's just some of these things get so frustrated with the way words can be abused and things like that. But I've said in other places, and I'll say here for all those that listen to my podcast, I believe now is a time for prudence and of courage. And I'll start with courage first. This gift of fortitude, of courage that comes from the Holy Spirit, isn't primarily about fighting. It's not, its principal focus is not to fight one's enemy, you know, like physically and etc. It's about being able to stand one's ground amongst suffering and struggles. So for those people out there putting their voices into the world saying, we want an investigation, we want things looked at, we want documents put out in the open, you know, against many newspaper outlets that are trying to cover those people with certain phrases and associate them with certain groups and etc. when they're just simply saying, open things up so we can see what were the mechanisms that were used to keep abusers in positions of power that brought about an untold amount of suffering amongst kids. You know, I just get frustrated with these things because you think it would be common sense, but it's not. Because there's a lot of people with vetted interest, and that's not conspiracy theory, that's just the way it is. People hunger for power in our fallen state, and that even goes for those in the church. Being courageous means standing your ground amongst all the struggles that may come against you for seeking the truth to be brought into the light so the necessary reforms can happen. Now, prudence. Prudence is one of those important things that Jesus specifically remembers in relationship to the wise steward that took care of the master's household. Why prudence? Well, prudence is that virtue that allows us to act rightly and wisely in accordance with the way the world is and reality and etc. Prudence would be weighing what you're going to say before you're going to say it. One of the things I think is imprudent right now is people have been calling for the Pope to resign. That seems extremely imprudent to me because we really don't know anything yet because everything is still hidden away in drawers and documents that are necessary to see how movements happen and who knew what, when, where, why, how, etc. All those things aren't known. There are serious allegations against the Holy Father. Yes, you betcha. But there needs to be something than just testimonies. There needs to be substantial proof and evidence. You know, we're working here with facts so we can get to the truth of the matter. So prudence would be exercising what you're going to say and then courage being say the things that need to be said. You know, and they sort of go together. You know, you can act imprudently, but yet courageously and getting your voice out there, I suppose, but you're saying things that can be scandalous and turn people off from pursuing the truth that is necessary for the reform in our Catholic Church to happen, particularly in the United States of America. So to be a prudent person and to be a courageous person is something that is really of the utmost importance right now. And we already see, I saw within the first 48 hours, a variety of different new services, whether they're quote unquote on the progressive end or quote unquote on the conservative end, to use political language, you know, their own ideological bents. And remember, all ideologies have at their foundation an idol that brings about idolatrous practices and et cetera. You know, and they all put their flavors, their spins, and et cetera on what's happening, and drawing or jumping to conclusions that aren't necessarily so, or seeing certain facts along timelines of Vigano that might have a variety of different explanations, but just because we have these facts don't mean they are self-sustaining into the whole picture of the truth. That's why we need a variety of things. It's just, I get frustrated with all the baloney that goes on in the world. This should be a no-brainer. Get these documents, get this information in the public, so we as a people of God can wrestle with them and see clearly, all of us together as the body of Christ, where there were shortcomings, where were those little moments that there wasn't a right check and there wasn't a right fraternal correction and et cetera, that allowed abusers, priests, and bishops to remain in positions where they could continue on abusing. This is common sense. Is the Holy Father perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Are you listening perfect? No. We need to be able to reflect on our imperfections and grow in this self-knowledge. One of the firm foundations of the Carmelite spirituality is this growth in self-knowledge. And in this self-knowledge, we can see where our character defects might be taking us off the mark and leading us to moments of sinful acts and etc. Pope Francis said very early on his pontificate that he's a sinner. I hope that he's exercising this reflection right now to see where he has fallen short maybe with things. We need to do that also too as the body of Christ. So understanding through this self-knowledge where we're at and what we're acting out of inside of us, so we're not just controlled in a radical, unhealthy way by our emotions, we can begin to exercise the necessary prudence and put forward acts of courage that'll bring about the necessary truth that is buried away somewhere in dusty drawers, I feel pretty sure about this, within a variety of different chanceries in the U.S. and in the Vatican. So reform can happen in the body of Christ that is the church. So children and vulnerable adults and etc. will not be exploited, taken advantage of by any priest, any lay minister, any bishop, any pope within the side of the body of Christ, the church. This is not an easy thing to do, but these are things that we all need to exercise. Now, my brothers and sisters, remember, we just don't do this of our own volition. We don't just do this of our own volition, but we are temples of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is resting in us. And as John of the Cross reminds us in the Living Flame of Love, this burning fire, as the log rests in it, becomes consumed by it. And all the things that are imperfect are burned away within the log. And the log learns how to dance and rest within the living flames of love. And we are being called to that too. So as we go forward, it is the Spirit that will be aiding us in this reflection upon our actions and what needs to be done in relationship to the reform of the church. So we're not going alone. We're going through all of this with the Holy Spirit, who has been sent to us as the sanctifier. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm praying for you. Know that I'm with you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, you can see articles that I've written. You can check out my YouTube channel. You can follow some of the blogs I have written, and etc. Also, there are links to a variety of different social media platforms I use. And you can also email me through the website. Or if you're discerning a vocation, you can click on the vocation tab and send me a message via that too. Know that I'll be praying for you, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.